Every year, there are more and more people around the world going on vacation. But how do we choose where to go and what we do? Our reporter Linda Potter took a closer look.
In the last few years, social media influencers have become extremely powerful in many areas of life. They play a role in what people think, do, or buy. And it has also changed the way people find new places, decide where to go, and share experiences. Through social media platforms like Instagram, YouTube and TikTok, travel influencers now play an important role in the tourism industry. They post pictures and videos from their travels and share the experiences they had, hotels they stayed in and bars they visited. They often provide an authentic perspective and make it simpler for their followers to imagine what it's really like there. Of course, the content is amazing, and frequently the content creators only display the most beautiful parts of the destination. So the viewers get more than just pictures on a website or a travel magazine. In general, many people trust the content that they see and believe it is the person's own opinion. However, you need to be careful, because not everything that is online is automatically an honest review. In many cases, influencers are paid to make reviews or are invited for free trips. So the chances are high then that the posted content is quite positive. What we often see is that some more unknown destinations get a popularity boost. When an influencer visits a less popular spot and posts about it, the place could become famous overnight. Examples for this phenomenon can be seen in Iceland, Bali, or the Amalfi Coast. There, the number of tourists has risen in the last few years. Of course, too many visitors can also have a negative effect. Well-known places are frequently overcrowded and full of trash, which creates issues for the people living there. Destinations like Venice, Hallstatt, Barcelona, or the beaches of Thailand have faced such issues, partly because of their popularity on social media. However, not only the destinations are influenced by online personalities, but also the types of activities that travellers do. Nowadays, adventurous and unique experiences are more popular, and the posts encourage people from all around the world to do other things besides traditional sightseeing. For example, adventure influencers may encourage people to try activities like skydiving in Dubai, scuba diving in the Great Barrier Reef, or trekking through the Andes. So, influencers have changed the travel and tourism industry with their posts and will definitely be even more important in the future. Whether that will be a good or bad thing remains to be seen. But for now, Linda Potter, NMR News.
Thanks, Linda. Next up on our programme tonight, we have a presentation.